party-hating Democrats seek to oust Gonzalez. 20th of May, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for Run News. Washington, D.C. In a move called Sick and Twisted by people all over the nation, Democrats have sought a vote of no confidence in an attempt to throw out the heroic oppressed minority and Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Mr. Gonzalez, or Speedy as the president calls him, is the first minority to ever hold a post in the White House cabinet, and as such has been unfairly targeted by minority-hating Democrats since he began office. Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott, Democrat from Missouri, says, quote, "I just don't like Mexicans. They're all lazy." Senator Lott went on to say, quote, "I don't like them, and I don't like this Gonzalez fellow ruining a perfectly good superior white cabinet," unquote. And it appears that he's in the majority along with the rest of his southern brethren. He cites willful and persistent acts of being a Mexican among his charges, along with general laziness, and "I think that boy done stole my bike too." Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York, denied claims that the issue was about race. Says he, quote, "I have no issue regarding Mr. Gonzalez's race. There's serious doubts about his record, condoning torture and such. We are basing this vote on his dismal handling of Guantanamo Bay and terror-related fiascos, his blatant denial of civil rights, and his unlawful firings of prosecutors," unquote, said the clearly racist senator. Even some on the good, moral, uprighteous side of the blessed Republicans have let their true colors show. In a statement, Senator Benedict Arnold, a Republican from Pennsylvania, says, quote, "I have little confidence that Gonzalez would be able to continue effectively as an attorney general. As much as it pains me, I do not believe that he's done his job effectively. These allegations of misconduct seem to be true, and that's very alarming," unquote. You may like to take this opportunity to point out that the Attorney General is the alleged head of the Ku Klux Klan. The Senate published a non-binding resolution asking for Gonzalez to take responsibility for his actions, which, as we all know, is honky speak for "let's all oppress a rebel minority." Mr. Gonzalez said despite pressure from the white devils, he would not capitulate and urged more minorities to step up and defend his courageous actions. Already, a guerrilla force is lined up to overthrow the state should any mishap befall the valiant Attorney General. This has been Reverend Simulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.